I'm now reading Mark chapter 12. The first section is from verse 1 to verse 12. The heading is, Jesus told a story about some farmers. After that, Jesus told them all a story. He said, a man wanted to grow fruit trees in a special garden. He made a strong fence around it, and he built a high place where men could watch over that garden. He made all things he needed to look after those trees. Then that man got some other men to look after those trees for him. Those men agreed to give him some of the fruit as pay for their rent of that garden. After that, the owner went to another country. Later on, the time came for the men to pick the fruit, and the owner sent a workman to get his share of the fruit from the garden. The men in the garden grabbed the owner's workman, beat him up, and threw him out of the garden with nothing to take back for the owner. The owner sent another workman to the garden, but the men flogged him too and hit him on the head. The owner sent another workman to the garden, and this time the men killed him. Again and again the owner sent workmen to get his share of the fruit, but the men in the garden killed some of them and beat up the others. The owner of the garden had one more person to send to get the fruit from the garden. The owner said to himself, I will try one more time. I will send my son. I love him, and those men in the garden will respect him too. The men in the garden saw the owner's son, and they said to themselves, after that old man dies, this young man will get all his things. Let's kill this man now so that we can get the garden for ourselves. So they grabbed the young man, killed him, and chucked his body out of the garden. What do you reckon the owner of the garden will do? He will go to the garden and kill all the men there. Then he will make a deal with other men to look after the garden for him. You mob have to remember this message in God's book. Some men built a house out of rocks, but they thought one of the rocks was rubbish, so they chucked it away. They were wrong. That rock is really the best one, but they didn't understand about it. God made that rock the best one, and all his people are really happy about it and think he did something great. The Jewish leaders heard that story and knew that it was a picture of themselves, that they were the bad men in the story. They got upset and wanted to arrest Jesus and take him to jail, but they were frightened of the people, so they just walked away and left him alone. The next section is from verse 13 to verse 17. The heading is, some people tried to trick Jesus. Later on, some Jewish leaders got some people together. They got some of the lawmen called Pharisees and the other men that were good friends with King Herod. The leaders sent these people to try to trick Jesus. They tried to get him to say something wrong so they could make trouble for him. They said to Jesus, Teacher, we know you always want to do the right thing and say true words. You talk to everyone in the same way, whether they are big bosses or not. You always teach God's words the right way. So, can you answer this question? Is it right or wrong for us Jews to pay tax money to the Roman government bosses of our country? Jesus knew that if he said, no, it is wrong to pay that tax money, he would be in trouble with the Roman bosses. And if he said, yes, pay the tax money, he would be in trouble with the Jewish people. They wanted to be free from the Roman bosses. So Jesus said, don't try to trick me. Have you got some money? I want to look at it. The men gave Jesus one bit of money. He looked at it and said, who is this on the money? Whose picture and whose name is this? Those men said, that's Caesar, the boss of the Roman government. Then Jesus said, well, you have to give to the Roman government whatever belongs to them, and you have to give to God whatever belongs to him. They were all really surprised as they heard this. The next section is from verse 18 to verse 27. The heading is, Other People Asked Jesus a Tricky Question. There were some Jewish people that believed that after someone dies, they will stay dead and they will never come alive again. They were called Sadducees. They also tried to trick Jesus. They said to him, Teacher, Moses wrote down God's law like this. If a man is married but dies with no kids, then his brother has got to marry that woman. That man and that woman have got to have a kid for that dead brother. But what about this? There were seven brothers. The oldest one got married but died before his wife could have a baby. So the next brother married the woman to follow God's law. But then that brother died before they could have a baby. Then the next brother did the same, but he too died before they could have a baby. The same happened to all of those brothers. They all followed God's law and married the woman, but each of them died before they could have a baby. And then that woman died too, last of all. Hey, you reckon that one day all the dead people will get up alive again? So here is the question. After all those brothers and the woman get up alive again, which brother will have that woman as his wife? All seven brothers had her as wife before she died. Jesus said, You mob have a problem. You don't know God's word properly, and you don't know about God's power. At the time when all the dead people come alive again, they will be like God's messengers called angels. Those angels in heaven never marry each other. And people in heaven will be the same. Nobody will promise a wife to anyone, and nobody will marry anyone. You mob reckon that the dead people will not come alive again one day, but you should remember the story in God's book about Moses. He saw a little tree on fire, and God said to Moses, I am the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. He didn't say that at one time he used to be the God of those men. He said that he is their God now. That means that those men are still alive. They are not dead. They are living now with God. You mob are really wrong. The next section is from verse 28 to verse 34. The heading is The Most Important Laws. One of the Jewish law teachers listened to Jesus and thought that Jesus answered them well. Then he asked Jesus, Which one of God's laws is the most important one? Jesus answered him, The most important of God's laws is this one. Listen to me, you Israel people. God is the one biggest boss over everybody. He is the only one you have to take notice of. You have to love God properly, not just a little bit. You have to love God from right inside yourself. You have to love God in the way you feel and in the way you think. And you have to love God in the way you do things. The second most important of God's laws is this one. You have to love another people and look after them just as much as you love yourself and look after yourself. These two laws are the strongest and most important laws. The Jewish lawman said, That is a good answer, teacher. God is the number one boss over everybody. You are right to say there is no other God, just Him. We have to love God properly, not just a little bit. We have to love God from right inside ourselves. We have to love God in the way we feel and in the way we think. And we have to love God in the way we do things. This is really important for us. It is not so important for us to do ceremonies like we burn meat to give to Him. Jesus heard the man's words and knew this man was thinking the right way. Jesus said, You are thinking the right way now. You are nearly ready to let God be your boss. After that, nobody was brave enough to ask Jesus any more questions to try to trick him. The next section is from verse 35 to verse 40. The heading is, Jesus taught people in the God's house. Later on, Jesus taught people in the yard of God's special ceremony house. He said, "You know that David lived a long time ago, and now our law teachers tell us that God's special person will be David's grandson to come. What do they mean by that?" Think about this. God's Holy Spirit told David to write down these words. "God said to my boss, 'Come here and sit down beside me until I make you boss over all your enemies.'" David was talking about that special man from God, and David called him boss. So how can that man be David's grandson? A lot of people listened to Jesus' words and were really happy with him. Jesus kept on teaching the people. He said, "Look out for those law teachers. They think they are great. They wear long coats and want people to look at them. They like people to say hello to them whenever they go shopping. Those law teachers want everyone to respect them, and they want to have special chairs at our meeting house. And if they go to a party, they want to get special places to sit. But they trick old ladies that have nobody to look after them. They take those ladies' houses and all their things. After that, those law teachers go to the meeting house and say long prayers to make everybody think that they are good. They just pretend to live God's way. God will punish them more than other people that do wrong things." The next section is from verse 41 to verse 44. The heading is, "A poor lady gave money to God." Later on, Jesus sat down near the money box at God's house. He watched the people put in their money as a present to God. Some rich people put in a lot of money, but then a poor lady came in. She had no husband. He was dead. She put in 2 very little coins into the money box. Jesus called his close followers to him and said, "I'm telling you straight, this poor lady gave more than those rich people. Those rich people look like they gave a lot of money, but they still have lots more back at home. But that poor lady gave all the money that she had. She kept nothing for herself, not even money to buy herself some food.